Okay, Tom, welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. We're now on Yevamot Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, near the bottom. And please take a look at the page. It has several psukim that are very important for today's limud. B'chol Atzmeim, so the Mishnah said that an RL, and we already dealt with an RL at length, and all of the Tmeim, anybody who's Tamei Kanati Truma. To us, that seems fairly obvious, but the Gemara asks, how do we know that a Tamei can't eat Truma? We're going to go back to the Pasuk number one on the page that we've been dealing with in the context of Rabbi Akiva's drush about the Orel. So now, in other words, it says anybody who is Mizera Haron cannot eat Kodshim. So what sort of thing applies to all of Zera Haron, meaning both boys and girls, men and women? Right, Havir Merzu Truma, it must be Truma. Ve'ema b'chazev ashok, maybe it refers to chazev ashok, those parts of the korban shlomim that are given to the kohanim. So ena b'chozeret, that's not given to a girl who a bat kohen who marries a non kohen and then returns to the kohanic fold because she got divorced or widowed without children. She does not get chazev ashok. So therefore, chazev ashok really doesn't apply to all of Zera Aharon, because she certainly is considered Zera Aharon. I truma nami ena b'chalala. So truma is also not given to a chalala, right? A bat kohen, let's say, who has relations with the goy or something. So chalala lav zaro da aron hi. So the answer given is that that's not considered Zera Aharon. All of Zera Aharon eat truma. And if they don't eat truma now, they could eat truma if they were a widow and come back. Somebody who can never eat it is not Zera Aharon. Good. So now, now look carefully at the Pasukim. The Pasuk says that they cannot eat Ad Asher Yitar. How do I know that Ad Asher Yitar means until Harav Shemesh? Because remember, there's three stages. A person is Tomei, they go to the mikveh during the day. That's stage one. Then they're called the Tful Yom. Then there's Harav Shemesh. And in particular cases, such as a Zav and a Metzora, who are mentioned in the Pasuk, they also have to bring Korban the next day. Good. So Ema Ad Demaiti Kapara, so maybe you can't eat Truma Ad Asher Yitar means until the whole process is done. Right? So Lo Sakadai Tachtan Rabbi Shmuel B'Zav Bal Shtei Riyot V'Mitzor Musgar Ketuv Medaber. Because Rabbi Shmuel, Tana Rabbi Shmuel says that this Pasuk of Ish Ish Mizar Aron, the reference to Zav and Mitzor are referring to a mini Zav and a mini Mitzor, meaning a Zav who only saw Shtei Riyot, and a Mitzor who was never fully quarantined, never fully locked away, just quarantined. Musgar. Right? Dumi this main effort. How does the Tana Rabbi Shmuel know that it's a mini Zav and a mini Mitzora, meaning somebody who does not need to bring a kapara? Because the rest of the Pasuk talks also about a Tmei Nefesh, somebody who's Tmei Mate. Ma Tmei Nefesh Dolav Bar Kapara, who just like a Tmei Mate, needs no kapara. He has Hazah on the third day, and Hazah on the seventh day, and Mikvah on the seventh day, and that night he's Torah. There's nothing to bring the next day. Haninami Dolav B'nei Kapara Ninu. Therefore, the Zav and the Mitzora mentioned in the Pasuk must be a Zav Mitzora without kapara, meaning mini Zav and Mitzora. Okay, good. So now we've established that, but Ve'ema Hanimili Dolav Bar Kapara, so maybe the Pasuk says that a non-kapara dik, Zavin Mitzora, meaning a mini Zavin Mitzora, can eat truma at night, but maybe the Bar Kapara, the mighty Kapara, but maybe if they are somebody who saw the full three re'iot or was muchlat, that they cannot eat truma until they bring the Kapara. Eva two, hadit nan, besides that, we have the famous Mishnah in the Goyim, Taval V'Allah, this is a Mitzorah. A Mitzorah on his seventh day goes to the mikveh. Once he comes out of the mikveh during the day, Ochel B'Maaser, he can already eat Maaser Sheni. Harev Shimisho, once it's nightfall that night, Ochel B'Truma, he can eat Truma. Hedi Kapar, once he brings his Asham and Chatat, etc., the Korban the next day, Ochel B'Kodshim, then he can eat Kodshim. So it's a three-stage process. Menalan, how do we know that? So we're asking two questions. How do we know that somebody who is not a bar kapara, who is a bar kapara, still can eat truma the night before after nightfall? And also, how do we know this entire three-tiered system? Amarav, Amarav Chista, Tlata Kroyektiv. The answer is there's three psukim in reference to tahara about tahara. Ktiv, V'loyachal min hakodashim ki rachatz pesorah b'mayim. So the first pasuk that you see on the page, meaning pasuk number two on the page, says that he cannot eat kodshim until he goes to the mikveh. Third pasuk. Harachatz mutahor. Obviously, if once he goes to the mikveh, he's tahor. But then every next pasuk, and they're both bold, it says uvah shemesh v'taher, meaning once it's nightfall, he's tahor. In the parsha of a yoledet, it says that a yoledet brings her korban. And then the Kohen brings, when he brings the Korban, then she's Tahor. So we have three things. Going to the mikvah, nightfall, and bring the Korban. HaKetzad, so how do we parse it out? Kam the Maser, Kam the Truma, Kam the Kodashim. Parse it out simply. Maser Sheini, Truma, and Kodashim. Ve'ipuch, so why don't I switch Truma and Maser around? That's what this question is. And say that Truma is as soon as you go to the mikvah, and Maser is at night. Mistabra Truma Adifa. No, Truma is probably more severe than Maser, and probably have to wait for a second stage. Shekein Machpez. We've already seen Machpez, which is Mita, Chomesh, Pidyon, and Zar. Right? Adaraba. Maser Adifa, Shekein Hadas Tav. This we haven't seen, so I'll explain it. Maser has five things that are stringent about it. One is Havat Makom. Maser, unlike Truma, has to be in Yerushalayim. Dalit is Vidui, because there's a confession said over Maser, not over Truma. Samech is Onain. We've already seen that an Onain is allowed to eat Truma. An Ovel is allowed to eat Truma, but not Maser. Tet is Beer Betuma, right? That you're not allowed to be Mevayer Maser Betuma. And Bet is that Ta'ochel Truma Betumat Atzmo. If the Maser itself is Tomei and he eats it, then he's Loke, which is not true about Truma. It's Aser, but not Loke. Nonetheless, even though Truma only has four things, the fact that it has Mita associated with it makes it more severe. Rava Amar, and this will sound familiar, below Mita Difa Nami Lomatzid Amart, even without the consideration of Mita being more powerful, you still couldn't say that the first stage would be Truma. Why? Because Amar Kra Nefesh, because in the Pasuk it says that if a Nefesh may not eat it until he goes to the Mikvah, Ezu Lavar Shav Shav Achol Nefesh, what is it that any Nefesh could eat, meaning not just Kohanim? Haviomer is a maser. Maser, anybody could eat. Vakati hanimili echad ala bar kapara. But maybe this entire system is only if it's somebody who's not a bar kapara that he could eat truma at night. Echad bar kapara, the mighty kapara, our first question. We answered the second question already. But how do we know that if you are a bar kapara, you can still eat truma at night? Rabbi Trey Kraiktivi. Rabbi says, very simple, there's two psukim about a yoledet, and a yoledet is always a bat kapara. And the Parshan Tazria, she has to bring a korban after 40 or 80 days, depending on boy or girl. Violetic, k'tiv ad malot yimei tahara, until her days are up. Kevach malei me'al tahara, meaning once her days are up, she's tahor. Uchtiv echiper ala kohen v'tahera, and then it also says the kohen brings the korban and she's tahor. So which is it? Aketzad. Kam the truma, kam the kodshim. When her days are up, meaning she went to the mikvah and it was nightfall, she can eat truma. When the kohen brings the korban, she can eat kodshim. Ve'epuchana, why don't I switch him around and say that she is tahor for kodshim first, and then the next day for truma. So mistabra kodesh chamur. Kodesh chamur is more severe. Shekein pancha eis, we've already seen this one. Pigol, notar, korban, etc. Adarava, truma chamur, shekein machpeis. So the answer is hanachan fishan. This is an argument we've already seen. Truma only has four things arguing for it, whereas kodshim have six. Rav amar, below hanachan fishan, lomatzit amar. Rav says, even if you, again, just like we said before, saw earlier, but with a different ending piece, even without the numbers weighing in favor of Kochim, you still could not say that she's first Tahor the Kochim and then Latruma. It says when the Kohen brings the Korban for her, he makes her Tahor. Chal Jehitmea, Mashma, that until now she was Tomei. Now, Tomei, you're going to say until now she was Tomei, and yet you're going to suggest that she was already eating Kochim the night before? So if you think she was eating Kochim, you could come with Basar Shigabu Chal Tomei, Lo Yachel. I mean, she was Tomei and she was touching Kodshim. Not possible. Elashmamina b'truma. Must be that it was talking about truma. So matkif la Ravshesha b'reidu Ravidi. Umi matzid amar truma k'tiva hacha. But Ravshesha b'reidu really attacks Abaye. He says, how can you argue that this parsha of Yoledet is referring to truma? Atanya da b'rabbanei Yisrael. The beginning of parsha of Yoledet says the b'rabbanei Yisrael. Ain li ela b'nei Yisrael. All I know is that this refers to b'nei Yisrael. Or addresses them. Giorat v'shivcha m'shuchveret minayin. How about somebody who's not born in Israel, a convert or a shivcha that's freed? How do I know that they're on the parsha of Yoledet? Talmud Lomar, Isha. That's why it says Isha kitazriya, not just kitazriya, which we would know would be an Isha, because only a woman can give birth. Why does it say Isha? Any Isha. Now, a giorat and a shivcha can never eat truma. V'saka daitach b'truma, giorat v'shivcha b'not mechal truma ninu? So if you're going to tell me that the tahara of days is a tahara for truma, well, it's not possible because Giorat and Shifcha Meshucharet that you just put into the parsha could never eat truma. So Amarava velo, it's not possible. Va'ativ v'chol kodesh lo tiga. All right, we have a drasha. It says that the Yoledet cannot touch any kodesh. L'rabot ha-truma, right? And it says that it includes truma, which means truma is part of that parsha. El akra, mili mili kachashi. Pasuk is simply distributing its words out, meaning a giyarat and a shifchar are on the parsha, and for those people to whom truma applies, then they're tahar at the end of the days. Of course, not everybody's included. Good. So now the question is, why do I need three psukim telling me that truma is allowed at night, the night after going to the mikveh? We have adasher yitar uvasher b'shvatahar and adim lo yimei tahara. What do I need them all for? Tzricha, I need them. Dehimi ad asher yitar. If I only had the first pasuk until he's tahor, lavi adana b'mai. I don't know what the vehicle for that tahara is. Nightfall, mikveh, kodshim. I don't know. Therefore, the next pasuk says that nightfall comes. If it only said nightfall, I would think that only applies to somebody like not a zav or mitzvah or a regular tamei like a sheret, tamei sheretz, right? Aval debar kapara. But if somebody who has to bring a kapara, ema anshim I do kapara. Maybe he's not tahor for truma until he brings his kapara. That's why he says ad malaot. Meaning, even a yoledet who is certainly about kapara can eat truma when the days are up. So why don't we just pick that pasuk? I would think she doesn't need to go to the mikveh once the days are up. The days are up. After all, she went to the mikveh much earlier, after the 7th or 14th day. On the 7th or 14th, after the 7th or 14th day, to be tahor for her husband. That's why it says the first pasuk. Good. So now remember, we were operating based on the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, who said that the pasuk number two on the page, pasuk number one on the page, was referring to a mini zav and a mini mitzora, but he has a disputant. We have a Tana who says that the pasuk's talking about a full mitzora and a full zav. And therefore, Arashe Yitar does not refer to nightfall. It refers to bringing the korban. And the kodshim he's not allowed to have are kodshim, not taharot. So therefore, we now have two psukim that say you can't eat kodshim until you bring your korban. Trey cry the kodshim lamali. Why do we need the one with yoledet in here? Tzrichi. Dikat avachmana be yoledet mishum demru batumata. If it only said that a yoledet can't eat kodshim until she brings her korban. Yeah, because she has 40, 80 days. It's a lot of tuma. Of a zav, but a zav only has 7, emalo. Well, not more than 7, but ikat rachmana b'zav, if only said about zav, v'luta michlalo. After all, a zav, once he's usher, he's totally usher. But remember, yoledet, after her first 7 or 14 days, goes to the mikvah, is totally mutter to her husband, even she's bleeding all the way through. She just can't catch him. Out of all yoledet, emalo. But if a yoledet, I would think, is far more lenient, and therefore I might think that she could eat kodshim that night and not wait till the next day. Sricha. So now we have a pasuk in Parshat Shmini. It says if you have a kli that became tamei, b'mayim yuvav v'tamei ad ha'erev v'taher. Put it in the mikvah, and it's tamei until the evening, and then it's tahor. So that's referring clearly to the use for truma. It means you can't put truma in it. Lamali, what do I need that for? I already know from my other psukim that truma is mutter by erev. Amrav zera l'negiyah, it's for the isser of negiyah, meaning you're not allowed to touch truma until nightfall. Tanya v'tame, the pasuk says v'tame yachol lakol. I mean, think it's totally tame, tame dover tahar. Therefore, it says yitahar. The pasuk, the kli, eva tahar yachol lakol. I mean, think it's totally tahar, tame dover tame. So the pasuk says v'tame v'tahar. So it's sort of schizophrenic, well, sort of dialectic. Haketzad kam the maaser kam the truma. So for maaser, as soon as it goes into the mikveh, it could already put maaser in that kli. Truma, it can't put in the kli until nightfall. V'epuch ana, so why don't I flip them and say truma first? Mistambra dikihechi de chmira achila de truma achila de maaser. Just like eating truma is more stringent than eating maaser, and therefore you have to wait till nightfall to eat truma. Achinami chmira negia de truma negia de maaser. So therefore, the same thing with touching truma is more severe than touching maaser. Good. Vibaitema negia de truma mehachanafkar. I might have another pasuk for the issur of touching truma when I'm tamei. Chokodesh lo tigat. It says that the yoledet can't touch any kodesh. Azhara lo ochel. Now that's not talking about touching; it's talking about eating. Elena Elanogea. Maybe it's all only it's even touching. Notice it says she can't touch kodesh or go into the mikdash. Makish kodesh to mikdash. The two are compared. Ma mikdash davar sheishbon etzilat neshama. Just like going to the mikdash, something you chayiv karet for. Af kodesh davar sheishbon etzilat neshama. So the eating, the touching of kodesh must be something you chayiv karet for. Again, it's the neshama leika. There is no charet for touching kodesh when you're tamei, touching truma when you're tamei, right? Good. So it must be about eating. V'hai dafkur b'loshen negia. So why did the Torah call it b'chol kodesh lo tiga if it meant you can't eat it? Why did it say that? Hachika amar negia kachila. So it's there to tell you that touching is kachila, meaning that touching is asur until nightfall of truma and until it goes to the mikvah for maaser. Everybody should have a wonderful day, and we will continue from this point in the next podcast.